Good morning, brethren. Let us turn in our hymnals to number 58, our convention theme song. Let us sing the first three verses while we remain seated. The first three verses. Glorious things of thee are spoken, Zion, city of our God. Remain seated. For our Bethel service, Brother Post of Leamington will read to us the morning resolve. Brother Michael Lalick will read to us the vow. Brother Russ Martin, the manna. Brethren.
Morning resolve. My earliest thought as there shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Remembering God's call, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek to please and honor. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth of brethren, all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life, trusting myself to God's care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare. I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy will come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, to Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interest of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the interest that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and that, remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that, with the exceptions below, I will at all times and all places conduct myself towards those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of the Lord's congregation and Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Our text for May 2nd is taken from 2 Timothy 3:12. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Opposition is to be expected, and will doubtless continue until we finish our course in death. To submit patiently to this opposition is to sacrifice our own natural preferences for friendship and the pleasures of the present life, and to endure hardness as good soldiers for the truth's sake, in whatever shape that hardness may come, in our effort to do the Lord's will and the work of advancing the interests of his kingdom. To be really in the Lord's service involves first the careful and continual study of God's plan, second, the imbibing of his spirit, leading, and thirdly, to an enthusiastic zeal for its accomplishment, and to activity to the extent of ability in its service, and whatever the cost or sacrifice it may require. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12.
Thank you, brethren. Looking to the Lord, that by his grace this convention shall be an occasion of great spiritual uplift to all present, we desire to welcome each one now gathered, and in spirit those yet arriving today and those attending tomorrow. And we'd like to welcome you with the text that is found in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Keeping the thought of the eagles of this text in mind, we would suggest that we might divide mankind into three groups, namely worms, butterflies, and eagles. Job, the 25th chapter, verse 6, speaks of man as a worm. For a worm crawls around in the dirt to get its living. It has shortness of vision. It is limited to the ground, for all of its interests are centered in the dirt of the earth. And so we recognize that this description would fit the vast majority of mankind. They are of the earth, earthy. Now the butterfly class. Every worm would like to be a butterfly, wouldn't they? Envious of the butterfly's ability to fly from flower to flower. And earth has its butterflies, does it not? The favored, the pampered few, the ones who are privileged to sip the cup of pleasure and pride and ambition and profit, the upper crust, so to speak, supported by the efforts of the undercrust, the great majority of peoples. The characteristics of the butterfly would seem to be the pursuit of enjoyment or pleasure-seeking for a few brief days, and then death, destruction, forgetfulness. But the class that we wish to be of is the eagle. Spiritual eagles, keen-sighted, far-ranging, seeing very plainly the carcass that sustains us, that we might fly with the wings of faith, treading the upper heights of the atmosphere, rising above and beyond the earth toward heaven, minding the heavenly things. Job also referred to the eagle in Job chapter 39, verse 27. There he says, "Doth the eagle mount up at thy command and make her nest on high? She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, and the strong place. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off." How shall we apply this to ourselves, beloved? Our eyes have been opened by the Lord to the glory of the truth, the things on high. We have been gathered from every quarter, and the bond of attraction has been none else than the harvest truth. That truth which has become so plain, so grand, so sweet to our eyes. It is because we have been borne aloft on eagle's wings, above the things of the dust, above even the flowers of the earth and the sweet things of this earth that grow from the dust as the butterfly sees them. It is because we have mounted up higher and we have been able to see our spiritual food from afar that we are gathered here. The prophet Isaiah, in the 28th verse of chapter 40, our text verse, asks, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength." Here our Lord is compared to the chief eagle, whose particular interest are his special people, you and I. And like the mother eagle teaching her young, the Lord may stir up our pleasant nest at times. He may break our every tender tie, but it is only to teach us how to use the wings of faith, how to fly and soar in our new mind, even to the heavenlies. But, beloved, underneath it all are the everlasting arms. In Exodus chapter 19, verses 3 to 6, Moses was instructed to say to typical Israel the promise that we as spiritual Israel can delight in and apply to ourselves. "Tell the children of Israel," Jehovah told him, "ye have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And so in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we welcome you to this, our annual spring convention of the Associated Bible Students of Metropolitan Detroit, committing this gathering and its affairs into the hands, or we might say, the everlasting arms of our Heavenly Father. And in accordance with our theme text, which you see above, Psalm 84, verse 11, our Heavenly Father is our sun and our shield, giving grace and glory to His spiritual eagles who are gathered here. And no good thing will He withhold from them who walk uprightly. And so may we reach out by faith and claim this promise during this convention. Again, we welcome you.